This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Centers for Disease Control says child obesity increased at an alarming rate during the pandemic. In this edition of Sound Health with Eric's doc, Rebecca Sierra, a pediatrician with OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, says many children who were forced to stay at home during the pandemic fell into bad habits that could cause long-term health risks.
Well, we know even kids who are overweight in childhood, that they're already developing lifelong consequences from that, irregardless of what their weight is in adulthood. So if you have an obese child who reaches adulthood and is normal weight, they're still seeing higher risks of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, things like that, just from resulting from their weight in childhood. We're seeing studies showing that kids start developing plaques in their arteries from being overweight very young in life. And we're starting to see more and more young kids, 12, 13, 14, who are developing type 2 diabetes and what we used to think as adult onset complications from being overweight and obese. We're definitely seeing that at much younger ages.
Are the habits that we picked up during the pandemic harder to break when we return to a new normal? And is that different for young people?
Yes. I mean, these kids have spent a significant portion of their life now living through the pandemic. So, those behaviors have kind of become a little bit more normal for them. Things like more frequent snacking, or not having access to healthy foods at home, those can definitely carry over long term.
So kids gain weight more easily than adults. I mean, they're supposed to get bigger as they get older, and they can lose it more easily. So when does it become a problem, and how do you treat obesity in children differently than adults, given that?
Typically in pediatrics, we don't talk a lot about weight loss, especially in a growing child. We know, their target weight is kind of a moving target. So as they grow taller, their weight should be higher. So we try to address more healthy lifestyle issues with the family rather than trying to pick out a number, what their weight should target. We focus more on, are there little things in their, daily habits that we could change? Could we cut out sugary drinks? Could we introduce more fruits and vegetables at home? Could we get kids to be more active during the day, spend less time on screens? And we kind of generalize and talk about those things more than, specifically, we need him to lose 10 pounds. Because that, that's not really a healthy goal in pediatrics.
Now, many schools were at least partially closed last year because of the pandemic, and many activities where students could get physical activity were gone, and that also created mental health issues for students. Did we as a society overlook this problem?
I'm not sure we overlooked it, but I think it was such a complex issue. It was hard to weigh the risks and benefits of, shutting down and keeping kids home versus sending kids to school. I do think we looked deeply into that before opening schools this year. And, the AAP strongly encouraged and asked for schools to open, knowing the consequences that the closed schools had on our children from last year.
We know that food insecurity contributes to obesity because healthy foods tend to be harder to access and more expensive, and solutions may go beyond the doctor's office, but how do you address that component?
Yeah, that was definitely a very tough issue, especially during the shutdown. Kids didn't have access to healthy school lunches. For a lot of people, they were losing jobs and didn't have the resources they had before and, had to opt for cheaper, less healthy meals for their family. I think, we're trying to start some programs where, the school lunches have been free this year to all children, and, school breakfasts as well. So they're being provided two meals a day regardless of their, you know, socioeconomic status. And that's definitely helped provide more healthy options, I think, for kids. I think we need to do more to make, you know, fruits and vegetables and healthy foods available to everyone. Opening up, you know, more kind of farm to table opportunities for people so that we can, you know, increase their access to more healthy foods.
That was pediatrician Becky Sierra with OSF Healthcare. Read more in our Sound Health series at WGLT.org/soundhealth. I'm Eric Stock.
Support for WGLT health coverage comes from Carle Health, your trusted partner in all healthcare decisions. Information at carle.org.